This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Did you guys see Joker? So Djokovic now is playing the victim. I don't know if you guys saw this story. The superstar told the media that now the criticism has become a witch hunt. He says, in fact, there were photos and videos of Novak playing basketball with other athletes without masks during the tournament and partying in a tightly packed nightclub without any PPE. So Novak, along with the wife and several others, tested positive. So now the 33-year-old says, I can only see criticism lately and much of it is malicious. It's obvious more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt are on. Someone has to take the fall. Big name. No, Joker. Dude, we laugh at you because you're an idiot. Just like the Trumpies inside an arena without a mask. Just like the protesters without a mask. Just like the morons that pack the Ozarks pools with 400 people. We are making fun of all of you. We are ripping all of you. Do you know why? You are killing people. You are making people lose their careers. They are losing their jobs and their businesses. That's why we're ripping you. Because every time somebody gets COVID irresponsibly, they are spreading it to others irresponsibly. That's why. So there's no witch hunt, Djokovic, all right? I was just talking about Lamar Jackson, giving him a little credit for canceling an event that he was really forced to cancel. So it tells me that Lamar was also going to go down Stupidville, just like you, just like the protesters, just like the Trumpies. Same thing. All of you that don't want to wear masks, you are part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. You're the reason why we had 61,000 cases. You're the reason why we had 900 deaths yesterday and almost 1,000 the day before. But I guess you're all right with 1,900 Americans dying in 2 days. You know, that's fine. But that's why you get ripped. Because in the end, your irresponsibilities may not lead to you getting killed, but you might kill somebody else. You might put somebody else in the hospital for a couple of months. They may need to get a leg amputated. Like that actor that fought COVID for 90 days, lost a leg, lost his family, lost his life. And he's 41 years old. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the Broadway guy.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
That, reading that story, man, that's
heartbreaking.
Oh my God.
Heartbreaking, bro. 41 years old, completely healthy, because nobody knows how strong this thing is and what it'll do to you. Some people will get it, and they may not feel it. It's in and out of their system, and they're fine. And then somebody else has a different DNA, bro, and it cripples you, and it crushes you, or kills you. Or you're like Rudy Gobert, you still can't taste. You're like Von Miller, you still have breathing problems. You know, defensive end with breathing problems, that's not good. I'm not sure if you guys know that, but it's not good not to be able to breathe. Did you know that?
I could attest firsthand.
Okay.
It's
asthma, man, something just, called asthma?
When I had my last lung infection 2 years ago, and this is like a month after I quit smoking cigarettes, to go to the hospital, well, I went to the fire station first and got oxygen hooked up with my albuterol, my nebulizer machine, simultaneous. 2 or 3 hours later, they had to come and pick me up, take me to the hospital. I was in the ICU for three. I told you, the doctors told me my lungs were working at 15% capacity. And they're like, we may have to put a hole and get an air hole into your lungs. I told them, make me Swiss cheese. You put as many holes as you got to. I want air. I need air. I want to stay alive.
Yep.
Bro. It is horrible to not be able to breathe. And the thing is, Von Miller does have asthma. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you, asthma in the high altitude, oh, man, I can't. It's no wonder that guy lasts the whole game, 60 minutes, playing at the speed that he does.
What did I see here that was kind of funny? I just saw in, let's see, Super Boom Shack goes, I only go out to fish and smoke cigars. Myron goes, I forgot. I smoke weed. So there you go. He's going to be able to, he'll never get COVID if he smokes weed. There's like 11 strands. Did you know there's like 11 strands of weed that kill the enzyme that it sticks to give you COVID? The avenue it gets to get to your body, there's 11 strands supposedly of marijuana that help you and will kill 80%. Not 70 to 80. That's what it was.
Yeah, 70.
70 to 80% of your chances of getting COVID. So potheads everywhere.
I think they said the fatty outer lining tissue that the COVID, it does something to that fatty membrane that protects.
Yeah.
Have you read about how sneaky this thing is?
That, yeah.
Like our cells don't register that something's wrong, and it like hooks up and marries up to it. And then once it gets next to it and gets on it, then its spikes come out and takes over our good cells.
Right.
It is a sneaky bastard,
yeah, man.
Yeah.